And now on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Becky Jakowiak. She is the president of the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation, and she's going to tell us about a special event coming up, which has been impacted by the COVID. Becky, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Becky.
Thanks.
This time of year is always the annual gala, and of course, that's always something all the theater groups in Northwest Indiana look forward to. But before we get to that, tell us about how many members are in Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation. Just a brief thing about that before we get to the gala.
So the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation represents about 20 different theaters across Northwest Indiana, whether community theater or educational theater. We have theaters in Lake Porter and LaPorte County. And our role is to really bring audiences to the theater and help the theaters do what they do best. So let them concentrate on putting on great art. And we're there to help market and fundraise and support the administrative side of theater.
And the group's been around for how long?
We have been around for 28 years.
Yes, I remember because I was working at the Center for Visual Performing Arts when actually we at the center were talking about starting an awards thing, and then it kind of grew up, and so we stepped aside to let the thing form. So, well, this time of year, we talked about the gala, and you usually have a great, that's your big awards ceremony, kind of an Oscar-style awards ceremony that you do. But this year, the COVID has impacted this. Tell us about what you're doing in place of that.
Yeah, COVID has definitely affected the arts in every single way. And because all of our theaters had to shut down in March, which is just partway into our season, we decided to take our event online. And instead of it being an award celebration, we are celebrating community through theater. And so normally we would be recognizing our best actors and best directors and best shows and that sort of thing. And this time we will be using an online platform to network with each other, to catch up with old friends. It's one of the things we hear most about the gala, that the actors who are performing every weekend never get to actually see each other and spend time together. So that's what we're hoping to create, is an atmosphere of togetherness and community.
And so what do you think that's going to look like? How are people going to be able to, I mean, because I imagine there's going to be more than 10 people who want to join in on this.
Yes, I surely hope there'll be more than 10 people. So we'll be using the Zoom platform, and there are different breakout rooms available in Zoom. And so there'll be either different topics like, hey, were you involved in this specific show? Go hang out in this room for a little bit. Or do you want to do some theater trivia and go hang out in this breakout room for a little while? Or do you want to catch up with so-and-so, one of our board members? Go hang out in this room. So there'll be a variety of breakout rooms that people can move in between. And then we'll come back together every 10 or 15 minutes or so. And we will award our Volunteers of the Year, which is something separate from the onstage awards.
You didn't have any viewing this year, did you?
We had very little. The season actually starts in September, so we had a few shows that were up in the fall and at Christmas time right before COVID hit. But then, so what we're doing is we're extending our season. Instead of it being 1 year long, it'll be 2 years. And so it will run from September of 2019 through August of 2021 for the next time that we do our onstage awards.
Where do you usually hold your awards at?
So we rotate the event around through Lake Porter and LaPorte County. Last year, it was at the Hellenic Cultural Center in Merrillville. Prior to that, it was at the Blue Chip Casino. We've had it at Balboa University. This year, we were originally scheduled to be at the Porter County Expo Center. So we'll be there next year instead.
How many people attend the gala usually?
Usually there's between 200 and 250 people that come to a full dinner and dessert and a showcase of wonderful acts and all kinds of things. But this time we're hoping that a good number still come to our online event. We are charging for our event, which is different than a lot of online events. We are charging $10. But for every one of those $10 tickets, the person can select which theater they would like their $10 to go to, and it will be a direct donation to the theater of their choice.
Now, that was a great idea.
Yes, it is. So tell us how we can find out about that, your website, your Facebook presence and things like that.
Absolutely. It's the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation. If you take that as an acronym, NIETF.org, you'll get to our website, or facebook.com/NIET Foundation. And that will give you all the great information. Look up Celebration of Community, and you can get your ticket right there, and you can comment. There's already a proposed dinner and dessert plan out there using puns of titles of shows.
Attend the Tale of Sweeney Todd, right? Pies, meat pies.
Yeah, real quick, people breaking out into song, I think.
Absolutely.
Real quick, what's the date of the event?
October 24th at 7 p.m.
Okay, October 24th, 2020, 7 p.m., and that's, of course, Central Time for those of you that cross the border. Hey, that's Becky Wachowiak, president of the Northwest Indiana Excellence and Theater Foundation, our guest once again on Art in the Air Spotlight. Thank you, Becky, for coming on.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you so much for having me.